Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. It is good to be here with you today on this Mission Festival, and I'd like to extend my greetings to you from your brothers and sisters in Saginaw, Michigan, of Gethsemane Lutheran. The word of God that we would lay upon your hearts this morning for special consideration is recorded for us in the Gospel of St. Luke. From chapter 15, we read the first 10 verses. Then all the tax collectors and the sinners drew near him to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So he spoke this parable to them, saying, "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost.' I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and seek diligently until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls her friends and neighbors together, saying, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I lost.' Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angel of God over one sinner who repents." And these are God's words. May he sanctify us through his truth. His word is truth. Amen. Dear fellow Christians, dear fellow redeemed, why do they always get lost? And why are they sometimes so hard to find? And where in the world do they go? Well, I'm talking, of course, about socks, which you put on your feet. There are, of course, many theories. Some believe that the dryer eats them. Others are convinced that mean little gremlins steal them just to irritate us. And still, some folks say they must go to Sockland, because after all, it's not much of a life being a sock covering smelly and dirty feet. Well, lost socks may be a mystery in life, but we know that there are many things that get lost, from your car keys to your cell phone. In our house, it's always the TV remote that we can't find. Or I'm forever asking my wife, "Honey, where's my wallet?" And she always knows. In our text today, Jesus speaks of a lost coin and a lost sheep. And of course, he's talking about people. People that, if we look carefully enough, are just like you and just like me. Because we were once lost, but by his grace are now found. So we see ourselves here in Jesus' words. But we also can't help but look in our neighborhoods and in our places of work, the schools we attend, wherever we are, because we know that there are many, many who are out there who are still lost and yet to be found. On this Mission Festival Sunday, we take up the theme, "Once Lost, Now Found." And so, now what? Let's start by asking the question, who are the lost? Where do you go to find a lost person? Or what does a lost person look like? Does he look like the person living in some beaten down house with beer bottles all over his front lawn? Or does a lost person look like the woman who routinely frequents the corner pickup bar? Or Is it someone that lives on, what, the south side or the east side? A gang member wearing those baggy pants and covered from head to foot with tattoos? Is that what a lost person looks like? I'm sure that would fit the description of many lost people. Where do you go to find a lost person? To some primitive village there in East Africa, or to the foothills of the Himalayan mountains in Nepal? Or would we find a lost person in the state penitentiary here in Illinois? I'm sure we would find many lost people in those places. But might we also not find them in a finely furnished office with plush carpet and fancy desks and office equipment, wearing a nicely tailored suit with a winning smile, or an $800 dress and perfectly done hair? Or could we find a lost person on the football team, the captain, or maybe even on the cheer squad? Okay. Yes, even people who seem to have it all together, who seem to have life going for them, we find many lost people among those. In fact, a lost person really doesn't look much different than you, not much different than me. The Bible tells us in Romans 3 that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And in the Psalms we read that the Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. They've all turned aside. They have together become corrupt. There's no one who does good. No, not one. So while we are all creatures of God, while we can walk and talk and smell and taste, and while we humans are capable of doing amazing things, building skyscrapers, walking on the moon, when it comes to our relationship with God, we, as Paul says, are dead, or rather we came into this world dead in our trespasses and sins. We are sort of like that coin that rolls underneath the refrigerator. It's all dirty and grimy. That coin that could never on its own find its way back into the hand of its owner. In Jesus' other parable, we can see ourselves as well in the parable of the lost sheep. Why do sheep get lost? Because they're stubborn and they're stupid. Because they insist on going their own way. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned each one to his own way. We have a way of thinking that we can be content with that closet full of things that we own, or that nice car in front of our driveway, or, hey, if we only won the lottery. How foolish we often can be, not realizing that the only place we can be content and safe is in the hand of our good shepherd. But of course, today, I'm addressing people who are now found. People who can rejoice. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Who are the found? And what does a person who has been found look like? Well, they look like you. They look like me. They might look like that woman who used to get falling down drunk and whose mind was dizzy from the bottle, but now is filled with the Holy Spirit, with the peace and joy of God's grace. Or that person who still lives on the wrong side of town, who still is in poverty, but now is rich in the knowledge and grace of his Lord Jesus Christ. Or it might look like that person living in a two-story mansion, no longer looking at his wealth as a source of happiness, but as a blessing from God to be used in the ministry of the gospel. What does a lost person look like? Yes, like you and like me. In the shepherd's search over rough country, and in the widow's or the woman's search for her lost coin, we see God, don't we? Determined to find us. The eternal God who brought into being this vast universe, care enough about little you and little me, us lost creatures, not forgetting us, but in fact choosing us before time began, and in time searching and inviting and calling until he found us, until we became his very own. But let's understand, friends, that we weren't even looking for him. We didn't even want him to find us. The Bible tells us that the sinful mind is hostile to God. No, he searched and he found us. You're probably familiar with that advertising campaign where it features a celebrity with a milk mustache and the caption reads, "Got milk?" I think there was one of those with Brian Urlacher, the local flavor here. Used to be the, I think he retired now, didn't he? Middle linebacker of the Chicago Bears. I can picture him with a milk mustache with the caption, "Got milk?" Well, there was a takeoff of that. T-shirts with the words, "Got Jesus," as in, "I got Jesus." But really, wouldn't it be better to say, and much more scripturally accurate to say, that Jesus got me? I didn't get him. He in his grace got me. It's only because Jesus got me that I can rejoice now in the forgiveness of all my sins. It's only because he got me that I've been rescued from a life of only serving myself, and now one in which I want to serve my Creator, my Redeemer, my Sanctifier. It's only because Jesus got me that I can look forward with unspeakable joy to the resurrection of my body and the everlasting life. What a joy it is to be found, isn't it? I remember when I was 6 years old, I was lost in the mall, St. Cloud, Minnesota. Wandered down the toy aisle, turned around, no mom and dad. Seemed like hours, it probably wasn't, before I finally was reunited with my parents. But what a joy it was to be found. And that memory is stamped forever on my mind. But dearly beloved, you and I were once hopelessly lost. But our dear Savior Jesus, our Shepherd, he found us. And now we have forever to look forward with him. Yes, we once were lost, but now are found. So now what? The question becomes, what are you and I going to do with the rest of our lives? Today is Mission Sunday, Mission Festival Sunday, and we think about God's love for all those lost souls that are still out there. We think about how Jesus paid the penalty, paid for the sins of every single man, woman, and child who whoever has lived, whoever will live, who is alive today. We think about how we are privileged to be part of that rescue operation, to be part of his rescue team, to be used by him to search out those who are still lost. Look at your own life. Aren't you surrounded by lost souls? Maybe it's that nice girl behind the checkout counter where you stop every morning for your gas and for your coffee. Or that person that you sit by at school, or the people that you work with or in your own neighborhood. Lots of folks out there who don't know Jesus as you know Jesus. And those people, they come in all different shapes and sizes and colors. Some of them are openly sinful, fornicators, adulterers, homosexuals. Some of them are living respectable and decent lives outwardly. Some of them are part of a Christless religion, a Muslim, a Moody, a Mormon. But they all have the same thing in common. They're lost, and they need to be found. You don't have to be a pastor. You don't have to know the Bible inside and out in order to go and search for those lost souls. All you have to do is be a forgiven sinner with faith in your heart and just tell what you know. Tell what you know about your Lord Jesus. Speak that message of sin and grace, that message of a Savior who died and rose for all. That's all God asks us to do, just to speak his simple, sweet gospel message. One of our members from Saginaw, who moved to Florida a number of years ago, called me on the phone. It's probably been a year or two ago. And she told me about her little sister named Heidi. Heidi grew up in, well, they had some sort of a Christian home, some sort of church background. But by the time she was a teenager, she didn't want anything to do with the Christian faith or with the Bible. And for many years, no one in her family even knew where she was living. She was totally lost to her family, living an immoral life, destitute. She married a man who beat her and treated her like dirt and who eventually left her. But this member of mine, this older sister from Florida, tried to find her. And eventually she did. She found her little sister, Heidi. And she was able to bring to her that message of sins forgiven in Christ. And thank God, Jesus got her. Jesus got Heidi, her soul, her heart, and her trust. But it wasn't long after that that Heidi was hospitalized and diagnosed with terminal cancer. And if you think about it, you can see the hand of God in that. And I had the privilege of speaking with Heidi over the phone. She lived in Pennsylvania at a time when she was under hospice care. I was able to share with her how Jesus lived a perfect life for her, how his blood washed away all her sins, and how he rose, defeating death for her. And she was so overjoyed to be able to hear that message. Not long after that, I got a call from her big sister informing me that she had fallen asleep in Jesus' arms. Yes, we're just like Heidi, once lost, but now found. And so now what? You know. What a privilege we have to be ambassadors for Christ, to go out there in our neighborhoods and our schools and our places of work and share that powerful message of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. May the Lord help us all in this privileged endeavor, this high calling. Amen. The congregation may rise. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard.